Good morning. It is just after 8:10 on a Friday, and that means it's time for Ask the Experts. We have Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in studio. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
Good deal. Now, what is the verse of the day?
Psalms chapter 91, verse 7 and 8 says, "A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Psalm 91, 7 and 8.
Very good. So I know I've just been listening. We've had newscasts this past week, hearing all sorts of news about the stock market, volatility. I know you help people with retirement. How should we be feeling right now with all this going on?
So there's been significant drops in the market. There's been, like you mentioned, volatility. Things are going up and down. And as we believe that as people get older, their money should get safer. Because as we get older, we have less time. We have less time to recover from our losses. If we lose half of our money when we're 20, it's not really a big deal, right? You're out maybe a tank of gas. But if you lose half your money when you're 60, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. And so losses become a bigger and bigger threat to our retirement strategy as we get older. So we have less money, but we also have less time to recover. If we lose half when we're 20, we have tons of years to build that money back up. But in our 60s, we don't have the years to recover like we used to have. On top of that, our income producing years are reduced greatly at that age. There's not very many. Our income's going to stop at some point when we retire, and so some people look at these losses in the market and they say, "Hey, everything's on sale. It's the time to buy." If you are looking for certainty in retirement and depending on that money that you've accumulated in your working years to fund your retirement, this looks very different. And so we have three priorities when it comes to helping people fund their retirement. Number one is safety first. Safety first is our number one priority, and that's what we achieve every single day. We do not have any accounts where you can lose money, where you just, due to market volatility, just our accounts by definition are safe. Secondly, we're looking for a reasonable rate of return. And this is where some people say, I don't know if that's for me or not. And that's okay. Some people are saying, hey, I want the 12, 15, 18% returns. And I'm willing to endure losses to occasionally get those big returns. And if that's where you're at, that's where you need to stay. That's what the market is for. But if you're at a place in life where you really don't want to lose any of that money that you have accumulated, and you want to protect that money, and you're okay with getting a reasonable rate of return, I call a reasonable rate of return anywhere from 3 to 6%. Sometimes it's could be more than 6. Sometimes it could be less than 3. But our worst possible year that you could have with us is a 0 rate of return, which just simply means that all of your money plus all of your gains set still that year. They don't go up or down.
Yeah, it's not backsliding. It's not going to go down.
That's right.
Yeah. Because that would be bad.
That's true. That's true. And our next priority is to keep it simple and easy to understand. I don't know how many times people tell me, well, I get these statements and I'm trying to read them. I'm trying to understand them. And you have page one, page two on the other side, and you have these pluses and minuses and all these columns. And why don't they make it where you had this much money last time and you had this much money this time?
Right.
And here's the difference. Either it's increased or decreased, but here is your new balance. But that's not the way it works. Do you think that's intentional?
Right. They make it where you need a interpreter
right.
to understand this.
Right. Right. Because they've had a lot of people receive their statements in the past, have a shock. What's going on? How I lost this much money. And so they found it's easier if they can just sort of camouflage and confuse and make you rely on somebody to have to understand that. And so there's a lot of volatility in the market, and people that thought, you know, this is the place to be. The market's always going to go up. Well, history shows that's not the case. That's not the case. And so we help people evaluate what they have, what their needs are going to be in retirement, what they want to happen with their money. Do they want it to go to their kids, their favorite charity, when they're no longer around? We help them look at their values and help their money to align with their values. That's what we specialize in. And so I would encourage our listeners, if you are wanting a second opinion on your retirement strategy, or if you're just wanting a first opinion, but if you've been in the market and you have somebody telling you in your ear, this is the place to be, this is where you need to go, just stay put. Everybody loses money sometimes. Paying fees is normal. If you've been told that, and some of those things aren't true. Those things aren't true. Losing money is not normal. We have, I don't know how many clients, many, many clients that have their money in a place where it cannot go down with market volatility. And it's just simply not true that everybody loses money. It's simply not true that everybody's that paying fees is normal. Our clients, they have their money in accounts that have zero fees. And so you just need to look at the options that are out there. There's things that are available, places available for you to put your money where it's safe, you can get a reasonable rate of return, and it's also simple, where your statements that come in the mail are very easy to interpret, and you know exactly where you're at, what you have.
Very good. So what else do you have for us today?
So today, this weekend up until tomorrow, there's a Veterans Roundup that's happening at the Independent Civic Hall. And this is for veterans, spouses of veterans, widows of veterans, children of veterans that are struggling or curious if they have benefits that they aren't receiving. They have benefit specialists that are there. They're there all day today, I think until 4 p.m. Today and tomorrow until 4 p.m. Starting this morning, there's a lunch provided. I actually ate there yesterday and met people. So come out and join us. It's a great place to meet other veterans, but more importantly, it's a place to evaluate your benefits and look at where you're at when it comes to benefits and if you're receiving all that you need. They've been able to help hundreds and hundreds of veterans receive more benefits and receive what they were, you know, supposed to receive. So that's going on today and tomorrow. I would encourage you all to come out, say hello. If you're a veteran, especially, come out and meet possibly somebody you know. And it's been a good time.
Yeah, I actually just found out on our community calendar. Right now until 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Very
okay.
Good. Well, how about we take a quick break and we'll return with more Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 with Skank Insurance. 820 here on the Mighty 690, continuing our chat with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance on Ask the Experts this morning. And we do have an election coming up, of course, in November, but there's maybe a different election that you were talking about during the break. So that has to do with Medicare. Can you tell me about that?
That's right. So October 15th through December 7th is what's called annual election period. And similar to when you are in the workplace, every year, usually at the end of the year, there's an election time when you can choose the benefits that you're going to have for the upcoming year on your employer plan. On Medicare, there's an election time when you can adjust your benefits as well and go to different companies, different coverages, different options, things like that. So that starts October the 15th through December 7th. The changes that you make during that time will become effective January the 1st. And this is for people that are already on Medicare. People that are new to Medicare in the next few months, they have their own election time that opens, and on the month of their 65th birthday, those benefits become in place. But this election time that applies to everybody that's already on Medicare is coming up. It's approaching just right over a month away, October the 15th.
Okay, and so is this a time where you can switch between like Part A and B and all that stuff? Is this where you might choose a different plan? Is that how that works? Or
so people have drug plans, prescription drug plans that goes with their Medicare, and this is the time when they can change their drug plan. And you might say, well, that doesn't sound like a big deal. But your drug plan is what you use to help pay for your prescriptions. The best drug plan for this year, this 2022, might not be the best plan for 2023, even if your meds haven't changed. I've seen people where nothing changes. They go to the same pharmacy, get the same meds, and next year, if they stay on the same plan that they're on, they're going to pay around $1,000 or more per year to stay on that plan. But if they adjust their plan to move to a different one, they could either pay the same price that they're paying now or pay significantly lower. So it's a good idea to evaluate that drug plan every single year to make sure you're on the best one. Number two is there's Advantage plans. An Advantage plan is not a standalone drug plan, but a medical and drug plan all in one package. And you can change Advantage plans in this time of the year for the upcoming year as well. So Advantage plans change over time. And like I said, the best one this year might not be the best one next year. And it's a good idea to evaluate those as well, because those include your prescriptions, include your doctors, hospitals. You need to make sure that the networks that worked for you this year are going to work for you next year. Maybe the doctor or hospital that's in network this year might not be in network next year, or vice versa. And so this is a good time just to sit down and review those plans. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to change, but you can know going into 2023 that you're on the most cost-effective plan.
Sure. And it's just kind of like being proactive, right? Is what it sounds like. Just making sure that you're in control of kind of what your future holds and seeing how your needs are going to be met in this coming year.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not just happening to you. You're ahead of the game and knowing what is the best plan. And plans, you know, several years ago when my dad and I was doing this, there was this one plan that was the plan. Everybody needs to be on this plan. And then a couple of years later, this other plan came along, and it's stronger and it's better. And this year there's a plan coming on that is being very competitive. And so if you've evaluated these in the past and you say, they're not that great, well, hang on, because they can, you know, the benefits can vary from year to year, and it's a good idea to evaluate them on an annual basis.
Gotcha. So if people have questions about any of these topics or really anything related to retirement, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800. And we have offices in Coffeyville, Independence, Howard, and Sedan, and we're working on getting all four of them outfitted with Life and Health and PNC Home and Auto. And so this is going to be a process, but we're really excited about the growth that's happening. And I just want to invite all of our listeners, as you look at the upcoming election time for your Medicare, call and set up a review time. This can be done over the phone. This can be done in person. This can be done over Zoom. Some people sure, like using that. And so we have all of those capabilities. But schedule your review. I would encourage you to schedule it earlier in the year, closer to October 15th than to December 7th, because sometimes life happens and you might not get it done, and you know, interruptions can happen.
Of course. And, you know, we get busy near the end of the year, everything kind of piles up and all that.
That's right.
So, yeah, anything else you'd like to share today?
No, okay. I just want to thank you, James. Hope you have a great day.
Yes.
Just a reminder to invite everybody to the Veterans event.
Absolutely.
Veterans Roundup.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that more on our community calendar because it really sounds like a good event.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, James.
Thank you so much, Charles Skank, Skank Insurance on Ask the Experts this morning. We'll continue with more on the Mighty 690 right after this.